4CC, always got the songs you can sing along to, and I know the Mayor, Matt Burnett, was singing along to that, hello.
Yes, you probably could hear me there in the background. Good song, great song.
I heard you. I had your telephone line up while you were singing.
Oh, it's true. I hope that wasn't live. You're trying to get me to do karaoke now for too long.
I know I have been. I'll get you one day, though.
You won't. I'm going to be more careful now.
Yeah, good. Hey, mate, bit going on and the budget, council budget,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, so we brought the budget down on Monday, so that's 2022-23 budget for the Gladstone region, and I think most people are always interested in, you know, what is there going to be a rate increase and how much will it be? So there's a couple of figures. The first one is the general rate increase, which is an average of 2.5%. So the average general ratepayer will pay 2.5% more on their general rate. But if you have water, sewer and a waste service, which most people do across the region, if the average increase will be 5.66, which is still under the CPI for Queensland, which is 6%. So I think the team have done a pretty good job putting it all together. And I think under inflation, considering the price, and everyone knows how much everything is going up at the moment, you know, fuel, material, just everything is going up. To keep it under inflation, I think it's a pretty good job.
Yeah, and look, I might just throw this in. It is one of the lowest increases in Queensland, actually, with Gladstone. So, done a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I know the councillors and the deputy particularly had done most of the work on this. Obviously, I was involved in a federal election campaign. I was going to stay out of it, but when I got back, I had a little look and said, look, guys, let's have another go over this. And we did, and we've brought it down together. So I was going to stay out of the budget, but it's hard when you're the mayor to let someone else completely adopt a budget without being involved. So I got involved, and I think, you know, Khan and the councillors and the staff, by the way, our finance team did an amazing job getting it to where we were, and we just tightened it up a little bit more to really, you know, reduce the pressure on our local ratepayers, because they're facing the same inflation charges we are. Costs of mortgages are going up, the fuel's going up, everything's going up.
Mm. All right. Now, mate, just in with that, who were some of the winners? Like, I know that the council supports a lot of community organisations. Who were some of the winners with all of this, with funding?
Oh, well, the funding gets spread right across the region. So we've got things like there's $51.4 million in capital works for, you know, assets and community projects. We over services, including like our operational expenses. We've got 54.9 on roads and bridges, footpaths and drainage. There's 42.1 on water services, 36.2 on the sewer network. So these are the, you know, key infrastructure that council delivers. 18.7 million on parks and environment, and so, you know, another 4.7 on community development and support. So those sorts of things are spread right across the region. If you want specific projects, we actually do have a budget summary, and it goes through. There's a fair bit being spent in the southern part of the region. So I know you've got a lot of listeners in Agnes Water, 1770. Mm-hmm. So we've got $805,000 there for Murphy Road, Captain Creek. There's $50,000 for sewer renewals in Agnes 1770 as well. There's some funding for the Flat Rock Picnic Grounds. We've got the Baffle Creek Family Fishing Festival coming up soon.
Yep.
There's $429,000. Nearly $430,000 on that project. Around Lomi, there's some various bridge replacements, you know, $1.4 million and $4.8 million. That's being supported by federal government too, which is great. Around Merionvale, we've got $2.1 million for Bindaree Road. So there's a lot of funding on projects that have probably needed a bit of funding spent on over a number of years, and, you know, around Rosedale as well in the southern part. That's the southern part, but if you go right across the region, there's, you know, there's asphalt overlays, which is, you know, and bitumen seals, $2.7 million. So there's a fair bit of funding going into roads and water and sewer. We want to make sure we renew what we've got before we go building all new stuff, but there is some new projects coming in there as well.
Yeah. Made a full summary of the budget on the website?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, it's all there, and we've it's easy to track down. And it's, you know, obviously, it's all been shared on council social media as well. So you can find it all on there if you want more information. There's plenty of links and... but just to give you the breakdown, and if you've registered, while I've got you there, if you've registered for our online services, you can access all that information and get to you as well. And also, you get your rates notice the day they're issued, so you don't have to wait for Australia to send them out. And when it comes to paying your rates, you can pay weekly, monthly, fortnightly, quarterly, whatever you want, or you can pay upfront. And pay over a 12-month period right to the 30th of June. So you don't have to pay it all in one bill.
All right, gladstone.qld.gov.au is the Gladstone Regional Council website. Want to find out more details. And finally, mate, Relay for Life this weekend. I know you're going to be there.
Absolutely, yes. So, you know, everyone knows what Relax Life's all about, raising awareness and funds for cancer research. Our local team is the Cancer Council of Queensland here in Gladstone. Do an amazing job, and it's all about supporting them. So I'll be there for the opening ceremony, and, you know, I don't think everyone's had someone in their family have cancer touch their lives, you know, obviously, you know, certainly in my family as well as others. So if, you know, if you can get in there and support them, even if you don't have a team, you can certainly go past and drop some money in and help raise some funds, and certainly let's try and get it still.
Yeah, I'm just having a look at the website. Now the top team is Gladstone State High School. They've raised over $11,000, so that's pretty good. Yeah.
They do a great job. A lot of the schools get heavily involved, and I'm interested to see what the baton is this year.
Yeah,
we're carrying around.
Chanel ran about 4,700, and then we got the Rotary Clubs, which have jumped on board too, ran about $4,000 or $5,000. So, yeah, going to be a great event.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, no, mate, I'll see you there, no doubt.
Yep, you will. Good on you, matey. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
Mayor Matt Burnett, keep us up to date here on 4CC. And don't forget, a full rundown of the budget, you can go to their website, gladstone.qld.gov.au. 4CC.